Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you serious?
Hello, welcome to another episode of How to Kill an Hour. My name is Marcus.
I'm Sean.
And this is the show where Sean and I, we scour the internet and we find some jokes that we find funny. We find some ways in the real world to kill some time. And then also, we check out some wild stories from across the world. Sean, I feel like this is an episode where you may benefit from listening to the previous episode. You don't have to. You don't have to listen to episode 34.
Okay.
But it may help with the continuing story, an arc that has continued for a few episodes.
Right. Okay.
I mean, you might not even know what I'm talking about at this moment in time, but geez, don't know how that proves how much I've managed to describe that and fuck that up. But you know, no, you will get it when we get to it, Sean. But yeah, man, first things first, how you doing, bro?
I'm good, thanks, bro. All good.
I'm good now. I'm enjoying the light. Oi, mornings.
It's spring, bro.
Yo.
Yesterday was the first legit day of spring, and like, spring's my favorite season. Yeah.
So what, it's the first day, have the clocks, but the clocks haven't, because it's two things, isn't it? There's the day of spring and there's when the clocks move. The clocks ain't moved yet, have they? They haven't sprung forward, and in fall, they fall back. That's how I remember how they work.
So
I
did like it.
So it's the first official day of spring.
Yesterday, I believe.
Nice. How do you celebrate that?
I celebrate that by walking back. walking back and being like, oh shit, it's light still.
Yeah. I did the thing where I like opened the curtains in the morning. I was like, oh, I'm late. Oh, well, I'm not. It's just light outside. That's the one. I mean, you're someone that likes snow sports, spoke about in last week's episode, like winter sports. Are you also a fan of the summer as well?
Of summer sports?
Of the summer in its whole entirety.
I enjoy the summer. Yeah. I would say difference being is that I sometimes it gets too warm. I'm not about it being too warm. Anything over like 23, 24 degrees, I'm like, yeah, it's uncomfortably warm here. Early 20s, happy as. I don't know. And usually as well in the UK, everyone gets a bit excited for summer.
Yeah.
And 90% of the time, it's a bit of a letdown, isn't it?
Yeah. My only thing is like when there's dickheadery, when it gets really hot and people go too excited and like they try and do like all of their summer activities, like drinking in one afternoon. And then everything's peachy at about 2 o'clock. Everyone's out. But then when it gets to like 6 or 7 or 8, you can be in a park and things just get a little bit wavy, as messy.
50 said, innit, it's hot outside, it's a good enough reason, innit? So it's
yeah, man, trust me.
Yeah, I can get a bit.
Yeah. And you like to kick ball as well, so I guess.
Used to.
Yeah, you used to. Retired now.
I still don't enjoy it, I just I can't really. The knees go.
The knees went out. But yeah, so when you were balling, when was it too hot to ball outside?
Nah, if I was playing football, I'd play football in any weather, I don't care.
Okay, so it's out the window then. Because I was thinking, we used to play football at a local community centre, like on there, and remember Sundays when it was basically the Jamaican brothers against a group of us that played football, wasn't it? That was what it was, like proper yardy man.
I forgot that you came and joined us.
Yeah, that was sick, man. Proper yard man came through, played ball. That was so as far as I remember, there was much planning. We just turned up and we did it for a few weeks. We just played. Or was there proper organization behind it?
It was their lot, because they had a good like,
I had a really good team, man.
Yeah, they had a good like 20 players, and there was just or 15 players. They had a lot of people used to roll in it, and then by the time everyone turned up, we would just hook up a game. Yeah,
that was like our last ever foray into like playing football like kids do, I feel like. Because I don't think there wasn't like an official start time. There weren't like half time. There wasn't like, you know.
People just used to turn up when they turned up, innit?
Turn up, play.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sick, man. Yeah, and we did it for free as well.
Yeah, because we used to like just
sneak through
the fence, isn't it?
Yeah, it's mad how that sports centre shut down as well. I don't know. They didn't have enough money. But yeah, man.
Oh, big on that sports centre.
Yeah. Anyway, let's stop reminiscing, Sean, and get into the first part of the show, shall we? That is jokes
of the week.
That's correct. Week. I got a selection of short ones for you, Sean, this week. I got a few. I'm gonna fire them off at you. What have you got in the chamber today? Have you got some longer ones?
I got some longer ones. I got a couple short ones still.
Okay, cool. Right, I'm gonna hit you with a few. You can hit me with a few, and then I'll hit you with the rest of mine. All right.
Do this.
Why did the sperm cross the road?
Don't know.
Because I put on the wrong sock this morning.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, man. You see that one coming? Neither did my foot. Squelch. Crispy squelch. Crispy or squelch? Which is worse? Squelch is worse.
Squelch is worse.
All right.
I'm going to give it one.
All right, go on.
Fun fact. My dick was very briefly in the Guinness Book of World Records. Then the librarian found me, and then it was just awkward.
She should have slammed it shut real quick. Slap!
Oh, mate.
And then held your mouth and gone, shh.
It's a library.
Sorry, 1 second.
She wouldn't know if you liked it or hated it. Right. I'm sorry for this in advance, Sean.
All right.
The other day, I bought a thesaurus, but when I got home and opened it, all the pages were blank. I have no words to describe how angry I am.
You know why I enjoyed that joke?
Yeah,
I've got a good dad joke.
Right.
I stumbled on during the week, and this actually was someone's. This was someone's Tinder bio, I believe.
The Tinder bio.
Yeah.
Sick.
I lost my watch at a party once. An hour later, I saw some guy stepping on it while he was harassing some woman at that party. Infuriated, I immediately went over, punched him, broke his nose. No one does that to a woman. Not on my watch. I should have apologized for it, shouldn't I?
I like it.
It tickled me, such a dad joke.
I like it. All right. This one, shout out to Dad Jokes, actually, on Twitter as well. Dad says jokes on Twitter, actually. Yesterday, I purchased a world map. I gave my wife a dart and said to her, throw this and wherever it lands, I'm taking you on holiday. Turns out we're spending 3 weeks behind the fridge.
So there are three people and they're shipwrecked. They meet a cannibalistic tribe. The tribe tells the people to find 10 of a kind of fruit on the island, and maybe they'll spare that person. The first guy comes back with 10 apples. The tribe tells him to stick all 10 up his butt without laughing or making a noise, and he can stay alive. He manages to get one up before laughing, and so the tribe eats him. I don't even know why he's laughing, but the second guy comes back with grapes. He sticks 9 up his butt without saying anything, but then on the 10th one, he starts laughing like crazy. In heaven, the first guy asks the second one, why did you laugh? You could have stayed alive. And the second guy says, I saw the third guy coming back with pineapples. Don't think you'd have been laughing too much.
Oh man, I would have just laughed straight away. Kill me now. All right. My mother used to say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Lovely woman, terrible surgeon.
Do you know what that's reminding me of? Do you remember the kind of like riddle that people used to say where they're like, someone got hit and then I'm going to actually butcher this.
Go on.
I'm going to come back to you. No, it was the one where, and it was like when the surgeon looks up and says, son, and they're like, how can that be? And it turns out the surgeon was the mother, not the father. But do you remember that?
It just kind of
reminded me of that.
I can't remember it. It
was like people's casual sexism.
Yeah. Next feature of the show, casual sexism around riddles.
That would be an interesting...
It's like when you say to someone, like, well, not when you say someone, because I've not actually said this, but I saw a tweet saying, I went to see my therapist and someone said, oh, what did he say? Or whatever, what did he, and they're like, actually, it's a she or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
But yeah. I would say in the world of therapy, psychiatry, like it's a more of a female dominated
really
spectrum. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, maybe I fuck that up as well then. Maybe it's a doctor. Doctor, innit? When someone says doctor to me, I actually have a female doctor, innit? But so I'm a bit like whatever. But I think someone says like doctor, you do generally society, they've kind of primed us to think male. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
or no, even no, surgeon. Surgeon, yeah, definitely.
Hence,
surgeon.
Hence why that, yeah. It's kind of a check, innit?
Or like WCW Tag Team Champion. I always just, I don't know why my mind goes to men.
Do you know what, yeah? I've got a feeling that I've done this. I've got a feeling that I might have done this joke before, but it's very much up my ballpark.
Do it.
Man goes into doctor's office. Oh, yeah, we're on the right thing. Okay. Man goes into doctor's office and says, doctor, I have 5 penises. Doctor says, my God, man, how do your pants fit? Man says, like a glove. Oh, for all lovers of Ace Ventura, like, that's for you, innit?
You've done it before, you've got to do it again.
You've got to do it again.
Me
every time.
I recently read an article in the New York Post. A woman who had sex with 20 ghosts is now engaged to a spirit. She found her boo.
You know the maddest thing? I swear that was a news story recently, wasn't it?
Bro, the first part of it was the New York Post. The second part of it is a very funny guy called Evan Slegfried.
Oh, he commented on it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, mate. That could have been in the news stories of the week. Jesus. All right. A young man named Tom goes to an interview for a sales company. The manager says, we want to know one thing, Tom. Can you sell some fucking toothbrushes? Strong. But
yeah.
We like closers, not losers. You take this briefcase. It's got 250 toothbrushes. You sell the whole thing in 2 weeks. We'll give you another case. Tom takes the briefcase and returns in less than 3 hours, having sold all of the toothbrushes. The manager is floored. He gives him another case of toothbrushes. Tom is back within 2 hours. By the end of the week, Tom sells over 5,000 toothbrushes. The manager holds a meeting with all the salespeople. Tom, this young go-getter has outsold all of you combined for the month in a single week. You sorry sons of bitches could learn something from Tom. Tom, please, tell us your secret. It's quite simple, really, Tom says. I go to the airport and I set up a booth with a sign that says free chips and dip. People come to the booth, take a chip, put it in the dip and eat it. Then they spit it out and say, that tastes like shit. And then I say, that's what it is. Want to buy a toothbrush? For some reason, when I read this, when I first read it, it had the same thing of like, got any bread?
Yeah, got any bread? Got any bread? Oh, that is sick, man. I like that. Right, this last one's less of a joke and more of a post that I've seen on socials, right, that was just getting loads of forwards. And it's by Liz Capole. Shout out to them, man. I thought I'd shout out some of the people who do it. Imagine falling in love with someone, getting married and buying a house with them, and the first thing they do is put up a live, laugh, love sign. Bro, I'm just saying.
Bro. Do you know what? I watched the Harry Matt video the other day.
Yeah.
And then he said to someone, oh, give me three things. And someone went, yeah, live, laugh, love. And I just went,
click off. Yeah. I mean,
do you, at that point, do you just like the Kool-Aid man, Kool-Aid guy, do you just like walk backwards out of your,
yeah, out I of think property? I would say in this situation, live, laugh, love, leave.
Leave
immediately. Get out of there, bruv.
Just get rid of your beige partner at that point.
Get rid of them. I've I came across a social media post actually about, and for those that are just listening on the podcast, this is literally just a video of somebody discovering a lot of things in a house, in a flat. But I need to show this to you, Sean, because this is just absolutely, this is a guy walking around, I think it's like an Airbnb, and they walk around and they talk about everything that they can see. Here we go. Let's see if we get this one.
Laugh, love.
It's mirrors.
Live mirrors here.
Yep.
We got live, love, laugh. We go in the bathroom here. We got
live, laugh, love. We come out here Nightlight. To the rug. We got live, laugh, love. We go over here.
To the window.
Live, on laugh, love. We come over here. We got life, live,
above
love,
the,
laugh.
Above the cooker.
Live, laugh, love. Live, laugh, love. Laugh.
On a mug.
Love, live, laugh, love. Live. We got.
Oh my.
We got, on the curtains.
We got live, laugh, love. We got. Laugh.
On the lamp.
Love.
Lampshade.
Live. That's it. Holy shit. Now we got live, laugh, love. Holy fuck.
And I saw that on the door frame. Yeah, it's mad, bro, isn't it? It's mad. I mean, it's kind of like. I didn't know whether it was a joke or stories of the week, but bro, just like, that has got to be, I'm thinking of all of the sayings that was like supposed to be inspirational. That has got to be like the worst one ever, innit?
It's so overused and cringy, innit?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. I think when I first saw it, I was like, oh, that's nice. And then I think the person it got associated with. Yeah. I think it's live, laugh, love is dirty, innit? It's like the unfortunate people that are called Karen, innit? You got a dirty name now, innit? Your name has been jaded by those who have spoiled it by the misuse of their behaviour being associated with Karen, innit? Or the Karens that are spoiled for everyone. It's all the love, laugh, live people that have put that up. To be a kind of person that puts that up is a bit, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, man.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to put it out there.
Oh my God.
If I saw it in your house or if I saw it in anyone's house,
yeah,
I would judge you. I'm just saying, isn't it? I will fully 1000% judge you for it.
Do you know what we do? If it was at someone else's house and we were there, we'd start putting the words love, laugh and live into every sentence. Man, absolutely would love a drink, man. Like,
sometimes you just got to live a little, man.
Yeah,
live a bit, you know, like have a drink, you know.
Do you know what'd be a laugh? If we lived a little and had a lovely drink. And then we take the sign and nick it and throw it in the bin.
That's just horrible. Smash up the whole house.
Smash up the whole
except for the sign.
Oh, so there we go. Those were our
No, I was gonna say to you, can you show the picture that I put up there? Are you able to show it here?
Yes, I am able to show this here.
Have you ever
well.
Seen this yet?
I have not seen this picture. Okay. Right, okay. Oh, I need to make it a little bit bigger, but we can do that.
This tickled me, man. I'm going to read it, yeah?
Yeah, go on.
So it says, finding out that lionesses have sex 20 to 40 times in a day when they're in heat, and if a man can't keep up with her, she demands to mate by biting his balls. This has been the highlight of my day. Have you seen this guy's face, man? It is...
Oh.
I've never seen a more miserable king of the jungle.
Listen, he looks... For starters, he looks dehydrated. For starters.
He's spent.
He looks absolutely spent.
Yeah.
Spent. And in the first picture, you can see the lioness nipping.
Wait. Look at his legs. It's like a cartoon where like someone gets shocked and their two legs like go up in the air. Yeah.
I would say maybe because the back half of him is so light. Just a little brush has pushed his back into the air.
I hope you've listened to this. You get a chance to see this because I have never seen a more miserable lion.
Oh my gosh, ever. Yes, yeah.
Like they've captured a miserable lion. Like,
listen, check this out. We're going to put this on our socials. You have to check this out at How to Kill an Owl on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, whatever. Please, it'll be the one as part of episode 35. Please check this out because the poor lion's face in the second, do you know what's the first picture is like he's down, right? The second picture is the fact that you have someone biting your balls, but imagine being so disheveled,
bro,
that he's given up on flinching.
He's given up on life.
Poor kid, man.
He's given up on life. He's probably taken his live, love, laugh.
Live, lion, laugh. Live, life, laugh. 20 to 40 times a day, though. Listen, I don't know what their sex drives are like, but I'll tell you what, as a human who is not a teenager, yeah, I'm just going to say, yo. Yeah,
you'd be costume of a man, innit?
I would be, yeah, man. I'd look like, you know, there's that picture that someone's, that meme that someone's nicked from, like, it's an old 80s film where old people in these little cocoon, that's it. And they have an alien in it. And basically the alien looks like some dried out husk, like that, basically. That is what I would feel. Like, I'd be so dehydrated. I'd look like a skeleton is basically what it is. This poor lion, man, the king.
I know, man.
Of the lions in the jungle?
I did say king of the jungle,
it doesn't,
but yeah.
You know what, whatever, man. It's not a nature podcast. But the king of the, one of the kings of nature, right, is there just looking, he just looks so down, man. His hair looks like it hasn't got as much fluff to it. There's no, he's not bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, is he?
Shadow of his former self.
Shadow of his former
Absolute
self.
Absolute shadow.
Yeah, whereas she's looking like, you know, she's looking plush. She's looking aggressive. She's got, you know, she's got her head in his balls, basically.
Yeah, the second photo does look a bit like she's rimming him.
Yeah.
It does, unfortunately. But,
and he doesn't like it.
To be honest with you, he'd probably much rather that than get your balls bitten.
Yeah. He's like, anything, babe. Please. Oh, man. That is mad.
Every time I look at his face, I'm like, I feel really bad. I feel really bad for him.
Yeah. It's almost like one of those memes, you know, when you have a happy family picture, but you zoom in on the guy's eyes and you just see the distress and pain.
the dead
behind the eyes. You just see...
That's literally that. Yeah, man.
Well, listen, I'm not saying this has balanced the books when it comes to male female rights, but I'll tell you what, it's a step in the right direction. Yeah, take the wins where you can get them. Flipping hell. Imagine that. I'm trying to think what the human equivalent of that. Imagine if it was like human nature for a woman to just like flick you in the balls, like when she wanted to, like you know, come on, let's go again. Bro.
Oh, man. I remember someone. Who used to do that when we used to go out raving?
Is it? Who is that?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, some dickhead.
Is it?
Used to do that on the slide. When you're spinning, you thought you were enjoying yourself.
Look, the dick flick game was mad because you could get it. There was a time when you were never safe.
You were never safe.
The only time you were safe was when you just had your dick flicked.
Because
like in boxing, there's counter punching.
He
overextended there, and then there's a counter dick flick that does it. But yeah, man, I remember being in like clubs like KO in North London, and like a tune would come on, so you like have both hands there, and then you'd see someone double over, like, why are they double over? And then you'd feel a flick, and then you'd be like, no, surely I didn't just. And then the shockwave would hit you, you'd fold in half, and then you know, you'd have to back.
It was, you know, I'm just putting it out there. It was 99% of the time, it was you. I love how you're like bringing Elsa. You know, I was like, anyone, I was like, I am safe as long as I'm far away from this guy with your long limbs. I'm going to stand over in a corner.
And when some people, not me, but some people had a drink or something like that, they forgot, like, that you didn't really need much pressure or power behind it at all, so that you'd full on get slapped in. And it's not good, you know, bruv. It's not very sensible. I don't recommend it. It's not good for one's for one's health. Anyway, are we happy with our jokes of the week, Sean?
Yeah.
Have you got anything? Okay.
No.
Well, I think it's time for our next section of the show, Sean, which is Killer Bit
of the week.
So this week we're not driving.
We're not driving. No, we're not driving.
So we've been drinking.
I got oobs here.
We have been drinking. So we've been sent a couple of beverages over. In case this is the first time you listen to this part of the show, this is where we kill a bit of time. Sometimes it's with some tech. Sometimes it's with some gaming. Sometimes it's with something that helps us with lifestyle. And speaking of lifestyle, me and Sean have a beverage. So it's part of our lifestyle. First thing up, I'm going to grab the bottle and show it to the camera as I talk to you about it and then hand it over to Sean. This is Casa Reyes. So I'm going to get absolutely... Listen, I'm sorry, my Latin is not very good. But Casa Reyes, it's a tequila and is made from 100% Blue Weber agave.
Agave.
Made in Mexico and bottled in Mexico and made over here. Sean, for starters, right, I think we drink with our eyes. I'm going to hand you over the bottle while you talk about it, right? But I just want to say, for starters... This bottle just looks really nice. And you said it is reminiscent of a bottle that you've seen in the clubs before.
Yeah. Yeah, it does remind me of the blue Alizé.
Oh my, and the Hypnotic.
Hypnotic. Actually, it might have even been Hypnotic I was thinking of.
So in case you don't remember, Hypnotic was and Alizé were part of these. Well, they're still around, but these were drinks that became very popular in club culture. And they were a mixture of fruit juice, brandy, and I think sometimes vodka as well. Which explains a lot of sugar. Why they mashed people up because it was like
gave
a
you like
punch.
Worst hangover,
maddest hangover, but great nights out. And then Alizé was the thing, and then Hypnotic came out, and it was like another flavor of Alizé almost, but it glowed in the dark under UV lights, and that made it look wild.
Yeah, and so what ended up happening was you had certain donnies who would just they would just like hold on to that bottle while they were raving.
Yeah.
Even at like house parties. And
yeah,
that,
you know, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, certain donnies. Yeah, certain donnies just come to house party just to babysit the beverage. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They're just like a little sip on it, but just yeah, holding that. But yeah, man, this is a this is a good looking.
Yeah. And then Alizé counteracted with Alizé Blue. That was it. They had it. But with both of these drinks, the trick was you couldn't just babysit your bottle like certain people did with a bottle of empty champagne, because the drink was the glow in the dark thing. So if you drank the drink, if the drink got drank, you had you lost all of your special effects, didn't it?
Yeah.
So you had to make
people,
sure.
People knew as well if you were trying to pull a fast one.
Yeah. So I think people were definitely sipping on different beverages and holding their hypnotic. In fact, there's a good mate of ours. We really can't mention him. He came. Oh my God. He came to a house party with a bottle of Alizé Blue and for some reason, six strong beers and Alizé. And I was like, yo, I don't know if this is a good combination of beverages to have. One, great. The other?
No, but Alizé even by itself
is dangerous. Dangerous. So you're now adding to the factor of dangerousness by consuming beer, fine by itself, as a when you mix it into the combo of spirits, dangerous, unless you're just doing it slow. No surprise, the person didn't do it slow.
Did said person get?
Absolutely wasted. They were sitting there with their hands on their head outside at the house party, and I think someone actually got away with calling their mum and telling their mum, oh yeah, they're just busy at the moment. They're just, you know, like, having a great time. I'm just gonna is it all right if they stay at mine? And their mum was like, yeah, sure. I don't know how they speeched it, but they managed to speech it. Exactly. Like, that, I think that's the most suspicious thing. Hi, I'm not your child. Your child is fine.
But currently engaged.
Engaged in the party is so live that they can't come and ask, is it all right if they stay at mine tonight?
So they've asked me to call their mum.
Mm.
You.
Mm. But yeah.
Sus.
Wild. But we got him home. He was safe. And I don't think I've ever seen him drinking that brand of beer. I don't think I've ever seen
especially
him drinking Alizé or Hypnotic
at the same time.
At the same damn time.
Well, I would say this. There's a couple of nice touches to this bottle.
Yeah.
I like the cork with the this is classy. This this like this little engraved ring going around here. I like that. We do drink with our eyes or eat with our eyes first.
Mm-hmm.
It's and you mentioned if you had this on a home bar that was like LED lit or whatever, that would look good.
It's just got a really nice finish to the bottle.
It's got nice lines, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got nice lines. If you're not seeing it, you could just listen to the podcast. It's light blue bottle, and it's see-through, and you can kind of see the liquor. You says that you like the lid, the cork.
I like the cork with this. It's a classy touch. It's a classy touch. I like it.
And the taste as well, Sean.
To be honest with you, I don't usually drink straight tequila. I have done so in the past. I usually like to make a Tommy's margarita.
Mm-hmm.
So I would maybe ask you if I could make a nice cocktail with this at some point. But trying it straight, it was pretty smooth.
Okay.
It was pretty smooth. So I think this would taste amazing in a Tommy's.
Okay. For me,
I love a Tommy's.
Yeah, for me, I was like, it tasted like tequila. if you know what I mean, it was like, no, it's decent tequila. I like the bottle. I'm not a massive tequila drinker. I would say it's something that I probably, like you said, put in a cocktail. I might have it with a bit of twist of lime and some lemonade, maybe, if I'm feeling that way. In LA, I've had a lot of people drink that. Or a shot. I don't know if I'd sip it per se over ice.
I would say when I was back in the day when I was traveling, in Bali, I think it was, me and a couple of mates, it was straight tequila, and then you had sachets of grape energy powder.
What?
Man.
Flavors.
Bruv, you pour the energy sachets in, you have like a double shot, and it just makes it all taste like that amazing grape.
Wow. And let me guess, that wasn't a quiet night when you did that,
No, that was
Wow.
It's a good kickoff, you know, like you're not gonna be low on energy and you know.
Yeah, man. I like that.
A little spring in your step.
A little spring in your step, yeah. Right, so Sean, time to give you the big surprise. If you turn and look at the bottom of the bottle, I'd like you to read the words that are on it.
What? I didn't realize there was a...
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you.
Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, snap. Brewdog.
Yeah. So Brewdog, the guys that are known for beer, are moving into spirits. They've been doing it for a while. They've been doing gins, I think. They've done a few things here and there. And now they're moving into spirits. So that's why I was saying you drink with your eyes. Because I saw the bottle and I was like, lovely. And I've obviously been sent it over and sent the spec. But we see so much stuff here, I totally forgot. And I was like, oh shit, Brewdog. Obviously, as a company that wants to create their own beverages and expand into like the likes of, you know, massive like international brewers, like Brewdog, obviously it makes sense on to move into spirits. So there you go. I didn't want you to see that and be like, is it going to taste like beer? Do you know what I mean? or is it gonna taste whack? Do you know what I mean? Because but yeah, there you go. Because I like it, and I stand by what I said. But it's an interesting one, isn't it?
Fair plays,
yeah, man.
Brewdog,
yeah, man.
Branching out.
So there you go. That's Brewdog, and it is actually it's proper stuff. It's made in Mexico, and they brought it over here. So they're not just like certain companies made some knockoff stuff and call it tequila. It's proper stuff made in Mexico
from the agave plant.
Yeah, there you go. 40%. Right, next up, I'll let you grab.
Do that one because I'm currently drinking that.
Currently drinking it. Yeah. Mm. All right, let me talk about this one and you can talk about the other one if that's all right with you, mate.
All right.
Same brand. This is Desi Daru Vodka. If you're looking at the YouTube, I'm putting it at the camera. Desi Daru Vodka. Let me put it in front of my
face. Wait, is this also. This is not Brewdog as well, is it?
No. It's a different company. Desi, and if I'm saying it wrong, sorry. But it's a British-born Indian co-founders, Mohit and Anit, masterfully crafted the rural Oxfordshire vibes with the use of finest English winter wheat. Desi Daru is an indulgently rich and tasting, tantalizingly spiced vodka, transporting homage to the vibrant flavors of India with a classically smooth British finish. Now, I've had a sip of the straight stuff vodka because actually, weirdly enough, I'm getting into vodkas, you know. It's one of those things, nice I sipping. Think. Yeah, I think it's one of those things, and I can taste the difference. One of those things I used to be like, all vodkas are created the same.
I'm still there.
And I, compared to like yaks and stuff like that, like cognac stuff, I'll definitely say vodka takes a while for you to get into the flavor profiles, very subtle differences. So I do know what I like certain vodkas for. And this, a wheat vodka or a corn-based vodka is one that I usually like to make a martini with. And based on how this tastes, I would like to make a vodka martini with this. And I think, do you know what? Should we take both of these bottles? You go make a cocktail. I make a cocktail with this. And then we report back to each other. I think that's fair, innit? Let's do that.
That sounds about right.
So yeah, I do from the straight one. I am picking up them spicy flavors. As a straight vodka, I wouldn't know. Sniff again. As a straight vodka, I wouldn't say it's an offensive one to have a little shot of.
Yeah, no, I mean, I tried it as well.
Had a little sip of it, yeah.
Yep.
A measure of it.
Like, again, I said that everything is the same, but when you have like really nice vodka, it's even for an undistinguished palate like myself, it's like you can taste it's a bit smoother.
Yeah, it's usually the refinement comes. Yeah.
Not as offensive.
Yeah, not as offensive. Yeah, like if I was to go and get like a bog dodgy vodka or whatever from the shop and have a sip of it like when it wasn't ice cold,
recoil.
Like, you know, put a match to my mouth and I'm frigging breathing fire. But like, the more refined that you get with all liquors, they tend to have less of that ick at the end, and that enables you to enjoy the flavor of it more because it's not punching you in the back of your throat or your stomach. Now, we know another big thing with vodkas is flavoured vodkas.
And I do get involved with the flavoured vodkas from time to time.
So if you don't mind, let me get this out of the way, your short one. As you talk about this vodka, if you don't mind holding it up to the camera for a little while, we'll put pictures and stuff in links and descriptions and articles and stuff. But yeah, Sean, I'll let you crack on talking about what you have.
In this camera?
No, just into this one here. Into this one here. There you go.
Yeah. Actually, the bottle's really nice.
Yeah, what do you like about the bottle?
I like it because it's got these like fins on it.
Mm.
I think it's a good looking bottle. Like if you had it at like a home bar or something, or even at the bar, it's nice. So this one is a Alfonso mango vodka. And I would say that usually with flavored vodkas, the flavor itself is usually quite subtle. And with my unrefined palate, I usually want something a bit sweeter.
Yeah.
So it was interesting when we both tried this, and for you, you prefer something a bit more subtle.
Mm.
This is actually like the mango flavor is quite strong. Mm. I really like it personally. So if you're into maybe cocktails more, you're into a bit more of the flavored side of things, you will enjoy this. I tried this. I haven't tried it with soda water, but I tried it with lemonade, and you can like the mango flavor is really does like punch through.
I'd go for that with soda.
I think with soda, this would be with lemonade. It's probably like a tiny bit too sweet with both. Mm. With soda water, I reckon this would be amazing.
Nice.
But also, the smell of this is great. Like it really does smell like the Indian mangoes that I used to get when I was a youth.
You used to get Indian mangoes, yeah? Mm.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. There was like some friends of ours that used to live down the road in Holsden.
Tanner in India, it's mangoes. Yeah.
But they used to get the fresh mangoes from India, and they were just amazing.
Yeah, man.
And this reminds me of it. Would you reckon of the bottle? Are you a fan?
I think both the bottles because I've got one, my one's because it's the regular one. It's just like black at the top. But I think they're quite nice bottles.
I like
nice
fins.
Angles on them.
Yeah, the fins
little
are
fins
cool,
on them, nice to hold. Yeah, and I think you do taste with your eyes. They've got a little bit of gold on them as well. It's got inspired in India on the top, and it's got their logo as well. I mean,
it's one of them ones for me. Yeah, there's enough going on this bottle. It doesn't need to be overly ostentatious.
Yeah,
there's enough.
They've got a way of putting some gold on it as well, which I think is nice. You've got to be quite careful with gold because it can look tacky.
Yeah,
like if you like Mr. T up the thing and throw a million got bits of gold on it. But you know what?
Yeah, it's quite, man.
No, I like it. For me, I'd say it's a martini vodka for the straight one, and for the mango flavored one, I'd have it with soda because I don't want it to be too sweet. Reminded me though of Rubicon. I used to drink Rubicon, which was
Rubicon.
I wouldn't say it's like fanciest juice, but I just remember loving mango juice at one point. I used to like walk around like a bad boy with a little carton of it, sipping away at it. But yeah, man, there you go.
So a seriously random fact: when I was in Dora, they all have like 4x4s. So I saw a lot of Jeep Wranglers.
Yeah.
And the top boy is called a Jeep Wrangler Rubicon. And I was like, why are they sponsored by like a juice? And then it turns out that Rubicon was like a river or something like back in the day where it was extremely difficult to cross. And then 4x4s came about and all this kind of stuff. So,
and the Jeep just sailed across that Rubicon, just like
whatever. No worries, isn't it? Yeah.
So they named it after that. Yeah.
I would have a Wrangler, you know.
Yeah. Should we get one?
They're cool, man. You get me one.
Yeah, I'll get you one.
Yeah, cheers, bro.
Yeah, cool. No problem.
Either that, or if you're on a budget, I would take a Suzuki Jimny. I love those.
There's some
the little 4x4s. They're great.
There are some custom built ones that I've been looking at recently. Just
what, the Jimnys?
Yeah, there's some cool little Jimnys that look super fast. And super, like, I think they've like slammed them a bit as well, but they're not. But they're not. So they're like quite reasonable to like insurance.
Okay, you have to show me these off.
But you look like they're nice. But I think they also play into the fact that they know that they're not that fast, but they look fast. So there's little jokes and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, man. So we might have to check that out. Anyway, time for our next part of the show, which is crazy headlines
of the week.
That's it, of the week. Now, I got to jump straight into this, Sean.
Last
week, we looked at UTW, which was Ultimate Tire Wrestling.
Mm.
And I thought that we couldn't go any crazier than Ultimate Tire Wrestling, Sean. I thought Ultimate Tire Wrestling was where we were going to stop.
Where are we going this week?
This week, we're going to the United States.
Okay.
Or near enough.
What does that mean?
Near enough to the United States. So this is a brand new sport, and it's called Skijerig. Skijerig? I'm trying to say it right. What? I want you... So basically, the headline for this is, what do you get when you cross rodeo with skiing? And this is Skijerig. I'm going to press play on the video, Sean, and I'd like you, if you wouldn't mind, to just explain exactly what is going on screen.
Right, let's do this.
I'm going to full screen it for us, because it's going to make an interesting little vid.
Okay.
So there you go.
Okay, so there's a guy on skis holding a rope that's attached to a guy on a horse who is motoring, and he's...
The horse is galloping, and the man is holding on like he's like instead of jet skis and a boat, it's a horse pulling the man, and he's getting hoops.
He's getting like, what is it, like Sonic as well?
Like a slalom, he's collecting Sonic rings in real life.
Yeah.
And they skid at the end. And then here's a view from the back end of a horse. The horse's tail is in the air, which does indicate that he's enjoying the run.
It's like slalom. There are jumps. Yeah. There are jumps, and he's collecting the. This guy is good skiing. Collecting the rings.
Yep.
I want sound effects. I want bloom, 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 bloom. He's doing jumps.
Yeah.
This is.
So it's like a quarter mile. There's some talking on it. So it's like a quarter mile of ice. Of icy, snowy street, our horses are pulling along a skier, and they're going over jumps and collecting like little rings at the same time.
Wait, hold on. The only thing that I'm unsure of, why does it say rodeo?
Because, yes, Sean, that is a very good question. Why do they liken it to a rodeo? And I'm about to show Sean a little clip of it, because I don't know if you noticed, before you see this bit, there's no one wearing helmets. There's a guy wearing a helmet with a camera on it, but there's a lot of people that aren't.
Sans helmet, okay.
That is a man getting bucked off a horse, because obviously...
Wait, was that a horse?
Yeah. Or was it a donkey? When you say, was that a horse?
No, I thought it was like... Is it... No, it is a horse.
It is a horse.
It is a horse. Oh, he...
Yeah, so obviously when you get a horse to get really excited and take off quickly, sometimes they get startled. A man has come off a horse. He looks concussed. They're looking in his eyes. It's dangerous, bro.
Because you know what I thought initially?
Yeah.
Is I thought that the person on the horse was like part of the event.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that they were part of the, they're like pairs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they bring their own horses.
I think they bring their horses, your tag team in. Yeah, yeah. There's an American in the background absolutely getting
loving life.
Trolleyed, absolutely loving it. But yeah, man.
Wow. So if you are a competitive skier and you happen to have a friend who
is a cowboy.
Is a cowboy and loves riding horses and can do it very fast and has a horse that they know well and will behave.
Yeah.
This is what you've been looking for, Skijerig.
It's mad, isn't it? It's mad. So it's a heart pumping white knuckle competition with horses and sometimes dogs, snowmobiles and even cars. And they tow skiers at speeds of up to 40 miles an hour as they jump over 8 feet obstacles. Bro?
As they try to lance suspended hoops with a baton, okay?
It's like they've taken so many sports, smushed them together. Like, what I liked last week about Ultimate Tire Wrestling was the simplicity. This is the total opposite, bro. This is wild.
There's ingenuity here. Do you reckon it stemmed from literally like, I'm into skiing, Marcus.
Yeah.
I know that you're like, you're a cowboy,
yeah,
pretty
man.
Much.
Yeah. I like, right, literally, put it like this. There's not a horse that I can't ride. Yeah.
I feel like there's something here.
Winter's coming.
Winter
is coming. And
the thing is, I want to go skiing.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's cool if you bring your horse to the slopes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if I'm honest, you can't drive on the roads, on the high roads, because they've been shut down because there's too much snow. In fact, some of the snow's created jumps that are about 8 foot tall. So what I'm thinking is...
Approximately eight foot
tall.
Yeah.
So what I'm thinking is I don't think horse riding is dangerous enough for me. And because it's not rodeo season, how about we attach my sport to yours, quite literally. And also, I like playing Sonic. So, why don't we add a lance into this where you maybe collect some Sonic rings and I startle the shit out of a horse and try to get it to run at 40, full gallop. Full Let's gallop. Just say.
Wait, I want to know how the scoring is done. Are there any style points for the 8 foot jumps, or is it purely how many rings you get?
I didn't see any tricks. That's got to be the next stage. If someone throws in, I don't know, ski tricks, like if they flip their skis to the side or whatever like that, or
grab
or spin around. Yeah. Like, you know, like in jet skis where they do that thing where they spin around and let go, bruv, little grab, little
backflip.
First backflip that they do. Flip it. Imagine hitting the floor after that. Anyway, yeah. So that's what they did. Oh, and I've got so many questions. One of them is the horses. Do they have special footwear like studs, grips, spikes, or can they not?
I've got snow chains.
Snow
hooves.
Hooves.
Snow hooves. Do you know when I say hooves, it just reminds me of, what is that bloody show with Tom Green? Do you remember that when he goes, look at my hooves?
No, what was that? The Tom Green show?
No, it wasn't the Tom Green show. I think it was a film called Freddy Got Fingered.
All right.
You ever seen that?
Yeah, I have, but I can't. Oh,
There's a bit at the end. There's a bit at the end where he like creates and they're like horses.
Yeah.
I'm going to show it to you. I'm not absolutely butcher it. Randomly, right, another time.
All right.
But I still have questions. I want to know. Are there judges?
Can we guess then, right? I think I've got answers style which are just pure conjecture, right?
Okay.
I reckon it's speed and the number of rings you get. So
speed and rings.
If you get all the rings, you're at top. But if someone gets all the rings in a shorter time, they beat you.
Yeah, because it didn't look like any style points were being handed out.
Yeah. It looks like at the moment it's just pure raw speed and stuff. And I reckon if they have two people that have exact same speed and one of them throws in a little foot flick or a little spin, they got to take the win in it.
I would say.
Shout out to Americans for managing to turn anything into a fucking sport, and the turnout looks reasonable.
That's what I was about to say. If people are enjoying it, and you're enjoying it, and there's some healthy competition, all about it, man.
And maybe like a light concussion or strong concussion, but no death.
I'm going to say that the cowboy hat should probably be replaced by a solid helmet, because that dude looked like he got his head slammed on. that's not cool.
And he's like, I'm fine. Yeah, he's like, I'm over here. The doctor's like, I'm over here. Which one are you? I told you both, I'm fine.
I'm intrigued how you came across this. I'm hoping that this will become a running theme.
Do you think it could be our weird sport of the week?
These kind of gems, like I had no idea that this, like, this was a thing.
Do you know what I did? I took your advice. Not even your advice. I took your style of not hunting too hard. I just skimmed the internet and let it come to me. You know what I mean? It was like the secret but of finding weird things on the internet. If you try too hard, it's not just about that. You just got to will it to you. Mm. So Sean, I'm going to will some sport to me next week.
Okay.
Maybe fueled by some vodka consumption late at night. A few months, seven martinis in. Google, anything to do with UFOs. And ice skating, go. So that's where we'll get to, man. So Sean, have you got an article that you'd like to bring to me, or do you want me to bring another one to the table?
Ooh.
What have you got, Sean?
What have I got here for us? Right. So recently, did you, I think it was about a month ago or so, maybe 2 months, month and a half. Did you hear about when it was like minus 30 in the States, and then there were NFL games, and like people were helping to shovel the snow and all that. So
good, you know what? Good community spirit for that, man. Respect.
Yeah.
I like that.
But
okay,
NFL fans who went to minus 20 degrees game attended by Taylor Swift underwent amputations after suffering frostbite.
What? It was that cold.
Yeah. So it was an 11-day snap. And a lot of spectators brave the minus 20 degree temperatures, which I'm going to say is 35 degrees warmer than it was in Canada. The wind chill at that time, it dipped to minus 33 Celsius. And that is biting. As a result,
skin would fall off if it's exposed for too long.
Yeah. As a result, some fans were treated for frostbite, which causes them to damage the skin and tissue, particularly extremities such as fingers and toes. The Research Medical Center in Kansas said it had treated dozens of people who had experienced frostbite during an 11-day cold snap. 12 of those people, including some who were at the football game, had to undergo amputations involving mostly fingers and toes.
And why do I feel like the people that had to do this would be like, and if you gave me the chance, I'd do it all again. Football is football.
Yeah, and they'll be like, ah! Yeah. Constantly, always yeah. like that.
Look, you are a football fan. You're a sports fan, a little bit more than me. I can't see myself ever loving sports enough for me to donate my toes without any money being handed back to me. Season ticket, at least.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, nothing can replace a digit.
What about best seats in the house? Do you think you might lose a little pinky toe for it?
No. I watch it at home on TV, bro, with my feet up in the warmth of my...
Yeah, yeah.
With a bachelor's...
With a bachelor's soup. Oh, burnt my hands. Oh.
Cup of soup. Oh.
Yeah.
I've had a cup of soup for ages.
We've got some at the studio, and I'll treat you if you want. I we'll treat off the show. We've got chicken cup of soup for you, bro. Yeah, cup of soup is the one, man. Oh, yeah. But I find that like, first off, big respect for people going out and helping, but what were they wearing? Like flip-flops?
It seems as if the correct footwear and handwear, aka gloves, were not worn.
Yeah.
Because if you are shoveling snow and it's minus 20 or wind chill minus 33 and you're holding, your hands are exposed, some of those fingers are going, isn't it?
I reckon it got so cold they didn't even realize. They thought, oh man, I'm fine.
Because when you get very cold. They went like that and they were like,
ah! They tried to get rid of the shovel and it stuck to their hands. So they're like, kunk, 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 smash off. Man, so so you're saying digits? Did a whole foot come off or a whole hand?
It says, to date, 12 patients have undergone amputation surgeries. Our specialist physicians and expert care team continue to treat and monitor patients.
Busy guy.
And we expect more surgical procedures over the next 2 to 4 weeks as their injuries evolve. So what they're thinking is that there will be certain people who would have had frostbite, but are being like, I know it's green, but it'll probably get better, innit?
Yeah.
And then they're going to realise at a point, oh, it's not getting better. I'll have to go for the snip. Yeah.
Do you reckon they'll like nip a bit off, like take the first bit of the finger off, and they'll be like, ah, oh, sorry, mate, we tried. We have to go again and go like a knuckle deep on it.
Oh, I don't know.
That is what, like, yeah. I'm trying to think. Sean, what's the most extreme? I know you're not good. You've got all your limbs. What's the most extreme thing you've done to view a sport event? Like, because we got a friend of ours, yeah. I mean, we talk about him so much on the show, like he's not one person. We've got a friend of ours who travels for his team.
Oh, right, yeah.
For
yeah.
his, he travels, like, he...
God, I hate him so much.
If you're listening, sure, look into the camera, just give up, go listen.
You know who you
this
are.
This one over here, yeah.
You know who you are, bruv. I hate you so much. And the feeling is fully mutual.
He travels, he'll go, if there was a game in the rainforest, I think he'd try and secure it. If he had enough of a run up of time, if it was like a Champions League, if it was a cup final, it was in a rainforest, I think he'd take a machete.
I will say this. Some of my cousins in Malaysia, they are they're like the president of the like Man United Malaysian football club.
Yeah.
They have season tickets, bro. They fly from Malaysia to the UK, to Manchester, and they watch games and they fly back.
What a shit holiday.
Sometimes.
I mean, this season.
Yeah. But sometimes, I'm unfortunate enough to have a ticket to the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Yeah.
I'm like, traffic's going to be a bit long, isn't it? I'm just... It's like an hour. It's like an hour journey.
Yeah.
You know,
when it got there, got a
14-hour flight, bro.
Wow. For a game.
Yeah. I'm spoiled. It's probably that, innit?
Yeah, man.
I've done anything wild to go and watch any.
Yeah, I've left the game. I've had a call. I was luckily like, I was at an Arsenal game in Emirates and I was very, very
any
lucky.
Any excuse though to leave, didn't it?
This story's gonna, oh my gosh. This story's gonna feed into it.
Even more now, come on.
It was a really good game, but I got a call. This is like when I was DJing, like, I got a call at like 4:30 or something, like, game was still on, it was like a weekend game, whatever. I don't know what it was, like
probably Saturday 3 p.m. kickoff.
Yeah, that was it. Like, yeah. So I got a call at 4, should we say, like, so like the second half just kicked off, saying, can you get to Manchester for a gig tonight? So I just had to like chip like a little bit early, because obviously to miss the crowds, and then get out the stadium as quick as possible, which fed into the joke that you just made. Yeah. That's like the wildest thing I've done, like to get like to in terms of travel, like,
that was the opposite. That was
getting out. Yeah, yeah. But like, yeah, I don't think maybe it's an age thing now, like, but I'm getting to the point where I'm like, oh, you gotta think about going outside. Like when you're weighing up how fun something is, like, it's great, but if the journey there outweighs the fun you're gonna have,
yeah,
you don't want to go like
this. I think that's a good calculation. Yeah.
So for 50 Cent, all right, that's something who, like, I'm a big fan of. 50 Cent sellout, O2.
Mm.
What we did was we just got there really early and left late just to miss the traffic. So right, we like drove, got there at like 5 when the doors opened at the venue, walked into the lounge, sat down for a couple of hours, had a couple of drinks, then went to the show. A
couple, yeah.
Just,
yeah.
I was actually driving, so I was right, but they were getting wavy. And then, remember the story about the guys? I told you, yeah, that's how wavy it got. That's the episode where, I don't know what the name of it is. It's probably got to be sister-in-law or something like that. But literally, like, anything to not queue. So if I feel like I have to drive somewhere and I have to be in a car for 3 hours of traffic, I probably just wouldn't go, you know. Honestly, I just probably wouldn't even want to go. Even like going to places that are fun for slightly younger people as well as adults during the holidays, I'm like, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'll leave that to everyone with their young kids. I'm going to Legoland Windsor in the middle of term time.
Wednesday at 11 a.m.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to get my driving license.
Yeah, exactly that. But yeah, Sean, you got anything else to bring to the table? Because I think we've pretty much wrapped it for this week, bro.
Yeah, I've got one more. I'm going to keep it for next week.
Okay, all right. I've got a couple of short ones, but I'll leave them for next week.
You
as
sure?
Well. Yeah, all man. Right. I've got, all I'm going to say is aliens. So I'm gonna leave you. That's all you got coming up, man. But make sure you follow us on all social medias at House Killing Hour. Shout out to everyone that's getting involved on the Facebook, Instagram, TikTok as well. We're putting out some longer clips of our ultimate sports on TikTok too as well, which is looking like it's gonna become a feature. I'm at Marcus Bronzy on all socials. Where can we find you, Sean?
Nowhere as always, but
all right, cool, man. I've had fun. Maybe one day we'll bring our said friend on so you can unleash your full rage on him. You might have to hide his identity though. It's and his voice a bit as well, because it's fucking annoying. Oh,
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.